is Ray McDonald playing the world's best variety after a news update on VOA Music Mix.
Coming up, Kiev officials say they won't let Russia have eastern Ukraine. Close race and partial Afghan vote count. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Pro-Russian separatists scuffled with pro-government supporters in eastern Ukraine on Sunday. And in Kiev, Ukraine President Oleksandr Turchynov said they will launch a full-scale anti-terrorist operation against pro-Russian militias in eastern Ukraine.
Кров пролилась на війні.
In a televised speech on Sunday, Mr. Chernanov vowed Kiev will not let Russia take over eastern Ukraine after its annexation of the Crimean Peninsula last month. He accused Moscow of carrying out war against Ukraine. Russian Foreign Ministry immediately branded Ukraine's operation a criminal order and called for urgent consideration of it by the UN Security Council. In other news, preliminary results from Afghanistan's presidential election earlier this month show a close contest between two of the candidates. Ayaz Gul reports.
The early figures put Abdullah Abdullah in the lead with nearly 42% of the votes counted of the 7 million ballots cast. His nearest rival, Ashraf Ghani, has about 38%. Announcing the details at a news conference Sunday in Kabul, Commission Chairman Ahmed Yusuf Nuristani cautioned this is not the final result and the front runner could change. He said there is no doubt fraud has taken place in many parts and the Independent Election Commission is firmly committed to resolve the issue within its authority and present only those results that are free of fraud. The winning candidate will replace President Karzai. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Suicide car bomber in northern Iraq killed at least seven people. The bomber drove his explosives-laden vehicle into a security checkpoint northwest of the city of Kirkuk on Sunday. No one has claimed responsibility. Sunday marked the beginning of what's known as Holy Week for many Christians. It was Palm Sunday, and Robert Berger attended festivities in Jerusalem.
Bells called the faithful to Palm Sunday prayers at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on a donkey more than 2,000 years ago. Inside the church, worshippers waving palm and olive branches held a festive procession around the ancient stone tomb revered as the place where Jesus rose from the dead.
I feel elated, and I give all the glory to God.
Jerusalem will host a flood of pilgrims this week as Easter week coincides with the Jewish feast of Passover, which begins at sundown on Monday. Robert Berger for VOA News in Jerusalem's Old City.
Chilean officials say a huge fire killed at least 16 people, destroyed 500 homes, happened in the port city of Valparaiso. That's about 120 kilometers northwest of the capital, Santiago. More than 10,000 people have been evacuated. Fire began on Saturday in a forested area above ramshackle housing on one of the city's main hilltops. Chile's president, Michelle Bachelet, declared a state of emergency, placing armed forces on the city streets to maintain order and prevent looting. Voters in Guinea-Bissau stood in long lines on Sunday to pick a new president and parliament. Country's first election since a military coup 2 years ago disrupted a presidential race as it headed to a second round runoff. There are 13 presidential candidates with no clear frontrunner. Political analysts say they expect the vote to go to a second round. 15 parties are running for parliamentary seats. North Korea, for the first time, allowed foreign tourists to compete in an annual marathon through the streets of its capital, Pyongyang. On the thousands of participants in Sunday's event, more than 200 were from other countries. Course started and ended at Kim Il-sung Stadium. Participants were greeted at the finish line by more than 40,000 cheering spectators. Officials canceled a tsunami warning issued after a powerful earthquake struck early Sunday near the Solomon Islands in the Pacific Ocean. U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.6 magnitude quake hit about 100 kilometers south of Kirikiri in the Solomon Islands. Some strong waves hit island coast, but there were no reports of injuries or serious damage. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Turn off your phone and put the world on hold. Come spend the next hour with me on The Mix. I'm Ray McDonald, and Led Zeppelin kicks off its reissue series with a vintage concert. I'll tell you more this hour. You'll also hear Avicii and Dan Tyminski, No No No, Demi Lovato, and new music from Naughty Boy and Sam Smith. VOA Music Mix is a service of The Voice of America. And Dan Tyminski, Hey Brother, on VOA Music Mix.
Hey Brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey Sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Thank you.
of those walls I built, well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Ray McDonald with No, No, No from Sweden. That's called Pumpin' Blood. They're touring North America into June, and they'll be back in August for the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. Linkin Park says it's getting back to basics on its next album. Speaking with Rolling Stone, band member Mike Shinoda says the hunting party will evoke the new metal era that produced their 2000 breakout album, Hybrid Theory. Shinoda says this may just be their loudest record yet, and it hits the market on June 17th. Linkin Park will hit the road with 30 Seconds to Mars beginning in August. That is going to be a great concert. Coming up on VOA Music Mix, something new from Naughty Boy and Sam Smith.
Popping bottles in the ice.
Ladies love my style. At my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping. We get that dripping, that drop out. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop.
Hell yeah. Drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk. Acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk.
Bottles in the eye.
I'ma make it fit. Girl, I keep it gangsters. Popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live. Every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly.
Fine, oh, you turn out fine. fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard. My hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, stars get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard. Your head.